Thank you, D. Kirby. Here we go.
Any special plans for beginning the week?
Well, I suppose we should begin with music of some sort.
Now, that's what I call a real bright idea for Monday.
Well, you know how Mondays are, Rosie. Who's going to grab the bull by the horn here?
Well, I'm all ready.
Grab it.
I want to clap my hand
for my good fortune.
I want to clap my hand
for my good fortune.
I want to clap my hand for my good fortune. I want to tap my feet
for my good fortune.
I want to tap my feet
for my good fortune.
I want to tap my feet and clap my hands for my good fortune. Oh, how I thank thee for saving me from sin. I can see without your hands just where I might have been. I'm gonna give a shout
for my good fortune.
Stand up and give a shout
for my good fortune.
I'm gonna give a shout and tap my feet for my good fortune.
Well, I see we're going to have something new in the way of decorations for our highways and roads around the country here. Yeah?
What do you mean? New decorations? New trees? Landscaping?
No, not trees or landscaping.
Oh, don't tell me someone's designed a billboard with a floor show.
Think of that. Vaudeville at 65 miles per hour.
Yep, that'll really finish it. That's all we need. Vaudeville on billboards.
Don't have no fear. I refer not to billboards with live acts. Perish the thought. The new highway decorations that I have in mind are little plastic pouches.
What do you mean, little plastic pouches?
Little plastic pouches, like I said.
Oh, that's what you mean.
That's what I mean. Plastic sacks.
Well, what sort of plastic sacks, and how could you possibly consider them as decor for highways?
I think my reasoning is very sound, Ken. A Canadian firm has a new way of packaging soft drinks. They're going to pack them in polyethylene bags, you know, plastic pouches.
Oh, that's what you mean.
I swear it.
Like you said, plastic pouches.
So, I figured that before long we'll be deluged with soft drinks in polyethylene bags, and that these bags will be, you know, people toss them out on automobiles along the highways along with beer cans, soft drink bottles, wax paper cartons, and cups.
I see what you mean. In other words, more litter for the roadside.
Yes, you know the old slogan. What man will drink out of, man will toss out of an automobile. It's old Chinese saying, yeah.
Say, partner, there are laws against throwing trash out of automobiles. You know that, don't you?
I know it, and I'm for them. I am a flaming anti-litter bug. Gee, why should a bunch of careless clucks be allowed to desecrate the landscape the way they do?
Hey, Bing, while you're up there on that soapbox, would you care to sing a song?
I sure do. I'll sing a song, read a sonnet, I'll make a big speech, anything you want.
No, just a song will do.
I'll settle for a song, then.
The glisten and we sit here and listen to the hoot owls cry. Ooh, are you feeling it too? Ooh, say you love me like I love you. While the clocks are forgotten and a cloud made of cotton drifts across the sky. By now I should be leaving you, but some somehow there ain't no leaving you. Why? There's that look in your eye. So I sit here and sigh. My, how that time goes by. My, oh my, oh my, how the time goes by. And meanwhile, the moon gets yellower. Meanwhile, the mood gets mellower. By now, I should be leaving you. Somehow, there ain't no leaving you. Why? There's that look in your eye. So I sit here and sigh. I, how the time goes by. My, oh my, oh my, how the time goes by.
Bing, this new way of packaging drinks will usher in a whole new soft drink language. You know that?
Yeah.
Sure. Before long, a fellow will say to his girl, how about a bag of lemonade, sweetie?
Yeah, a bag of lemonade or a sack of sarsaparilla.
Or a pouch of punch. New talk is right.
But aren't these bags going to be hard to drink out of?
Not at all. Why so? A straw comes with each bag, you see.
Oh, sure, a straw.
What'd you think?
But as we're speaking of litter, what about the highway outside of Palm Springs?
Well, what about the highway outside of Palm Desert?
Oh, loaded with cans and bottles.
It's a mess. That highway has so many beer cans along it, you might call it the road that made Milwaukee famous.
That's mighty thirsty country down that way.
You know it. Thirsty and tossy.
People get very carelessly relaxed there.
Well, it seems to me it'd be just as relaxing to throw a can on the floor of the car into a little sack as to throw it out the window, wouldn't you say?
Sure, yep. It takes less effort, actually.
Of course.
What about some effortless music?
We have some handy here. Say, neighbors, how are you feeling today? Hope you're fine. But you know, lots of folks this time of year suffer from cold. So if you're feeling down in the dumps from those miseries and you want really fast relief, listen.
Movie stars can't let cold and sinus congestion spoil their performance. So what do? Listen to Rod Cameron's answer.
When my head gets stopped up from cold and sinus trouble, I take the new medicine for those miseries. New four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Then you feel better fast.
Tests show four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing, too. Right, Rod Cameron?
It sure is. With four-way, I start to feel better right away.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package. Only 39 cents.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you're standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you.
Give a look, Rosie.
What's up?
Well, I'm making a Ludox test with this Eastern Star Venetian blind.
A Ludox test?
First, I smear some dirt all over the slats, like so.
Oh, my goodness, no.
All done? Now watch.
Okay, I'm watching. Say, it comes right off. That's wonderful.
Yes, Eastern's Star blinds are wonderful because they're the only Venetians offering DuPont's Ludox anti-soil finish. They shed dirt so readily. They actually never need washing.
Right, Bing. An Eastern Star with wider spaced interlocking S-shaped slats give up to 38% more light when open and complete darkness when closed. Eastern Star is custom made in regular horizontal as well as stunning new vertical styles in 21 exquisite colors.
Folks, for smartest fashion, plus wonderful no-washing convenience, insist on Eastern's Star Venetian blinds. You'll find Eastern's Star, as well as famous roll-ahead Venetians, in department and drapery stores. Both are by Eastern Products Corporation of Baltimore, world's first name in Venetian blinds.
For the name of your nearest dealer, call this station.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. Almost like being in love.
And so we take our leave, Rosie, Ken, and I. And let's give a little nod to Buddy Cole and his excellent little band here as we go. They're a good group, aren't they?
This is Rosemary Clooney again, welcoming WNEB Worcester, Massachusetts, to the CBS Radio Network. Station WNEB became part of our network yesterday and will, I hope, be with us for years and years and years happily ever after. Bing, Ken, and I join the rest of the people at CBS Radio urging you nice Worcester folks to have us in regularly. It'll be our pleasure, and we sincerely hope yours too.